This is episode 1971 of the Who Cares News for Monday, May 17th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
There's a bridge called Outer Bridge Crossing between Staten Island, New York, and New Jersey, but it didn't get its name because it's an outer bridge for New York City. It's named after a Port Authority chairman named Eugenius H. Outerbridge.
Huh. His name is Outerbridge?
Yeah. Well, I thought you were going to say his name is Eugenius, and it is. Alley-oop. Started as a football term, it was used in 1957 to describe a play where the quarterback would throw the ball up high and another player would jump up to catch it. Basketball started using Alley-oop. The term 2 years later.
I think I heard that somewhere before.
When Jack Nicholson was 37, he found out the woman he thought was his sister was really his mother. That I knew. The word dilemma originally meant a choice between two tough options. Three options is a trilemma, and four options is a quadrilemma, and so on and so on.
Wow. I did not know that.
A dilemma or a dilemma.
Huh.
And finally, the average person takes about 216.3 million steps in their lifetime. I just took 24,000 yesterday at Disneyland. That's a lot. Which is the equivalent of walking all the way around the Earth five times.
Holy jeepers.
We walk around the Earth five times in our lifetime.
I'll have to get a new pair of shoes for that.
I'm going to get more than one pair.
It's lots of walking.
And that's some random facts for today.
Well, Lori Loughlin, you know, Aunt Becky her husband, Massimo Giannulli.
Now, they're out of jail, right?
They're out of jail.
They're doing their community service. They've paid their fines.
I guess. That. I don't know if they paid their fines or not.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
But otherwise, they didn't tell me.
They'd still be in jail.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So evidently, fines are paid.
Yes.
And Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo.
Massimo Giannulli.
She probably calls him Mossy.
What do you think he does? Maybe she calls him Mo. I don't know.
Maybe.
Or Moss.
I bet Mossy.
Mossy. I like Mossy.
Yeah.
That's a good name.
Maybe
she just calls him MG.
That's kind
of impersonal. Never thought about that one. Yeah, but, you know, how personal a relationship do they have?
Well, as long as she doesn't call him, you know, Jesse.
Or John. John or Jesse. She's in good shape.
Then I think she'll be okay.
She's probably slipped a couple of times.
I bet she has. They have asked a judge to allow them to jet off to a Mexican resort while still on probation.
Wow. Like,
yeah. So the pair
each... That's leaving the country.
Yes.
I don't think you can do that on probation.
That's why you have to file a thing.
I know, but I don't think it's even possible. Probation's probation.
So they each filed requests seeking court approval to go to San Jose del Cabo for 5 days in mid-June.
Okay.
Because they want to spend time with family.
Okay. All right. I get that.
What family is going to be in San Jose del Cabo?
The girls will be there. I mean, it's the fishing and the beaching and the sunning and the funning. Sunning and funning in Cabo.
When is their probation up?
It's got to be 5 years.
Yeah,
they
probably.
They committed felonies.
This is true.
For God's sake, they only served a little bit of time in jail. Their probation better be long.
All right. So the trip would be the first time either Lori or Mossy has left the country since being released from prison.
And they probably shouldn't be allowed to leave the country now.
Well, you know what, Lori and Massimo? Nobody's been leaving the country for a while.
I was going to say.
But you're not special.
They are special.
Everybody's been cocooned.
Stop it. They are special. You know that.
To themselves.
They are special. They're special to everybody.
To USC or that big donation they made. So the trip, it has to be approved by the probation office in the Central District of California because that's who supports the request.
Okay.
Now, Lori's request states, Ms. Loughlin has remained in compliance during her term of supervised release and has presented respectfully and cooperatively in all interactions with her probation officer.
She probably gave him like all the autographed, you know, selfies that she wanted.
Now, we don't have a copy of Mossy's. Now, but it probably says, I'm so relieved to be out of prison because it was horrible.
So horrible.
I survived.
I should have been let out
months
earlier.
I need to go down to San Jose del Cabo so that I can decompress.
I'm not so worried about them getting out of the country. I'm a little worried about them getting back into the country. That's kind of the deal now. Yeah, well, we don't let many people into the country these days, so.
Yeah, I would probably be checking my little clipboard to see. Do you want them back?
Hey, do you guys have your real ID and your passports? Because you're going to need both. Okay. The real ID and your passports.
Tito Marlin and Jackie Jackson.
What?
Yeah.
When was the last time we talked about them? Ever? Never? The Jackson 3, right?
The Jackson 3. They appeared on Marlin. Andy Cohen's radio. You worked that out.
I'm working
over
that
there.
Out in my head. I am.
They appeared on Andy Cohen's radio show last week to talk about their embrace of Justin Timberlake's apology to their sister Janet.
Oh, my God. It's called an embrace. Jeez, Louise.
But has Janet spoke up on this?
I don't know.
I haven't heard from Janet.
Janet probably is waiting for everybody to come to her rescue. Well, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm thinking
that we're never going to hear from Janet at all. Because we didn't hear from her in the first place. She never said anything. She never said, oops, I'm sorry. Oops, I'm pissed at Justin Timberlake. Oops. She never said a thing. It's just like she just faded off into the background. I'm invisible. Well, I'm Janet Jackson. And you saw my boob.
Her sparkly boob.
And it was sparkly. Hey. You know, I have sparkly boobs. It's Halle Berry. I've seen them because she was in like two movies
where
she showed her boobs.
And she has her twirling commercial. She spins around. And it's like, who missed this one? There's a nip slip.
Yeah. It was for Smartwater or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it was an ad on Insta.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's some sort of water.
I haven't seen it on TV.
I don't think you're going to.
But anyway, back to
anyway, Janet. So first of all, I
had
just
to get the Halle Berry out of the way right up front. So
of course.
There we go.
It takes a man to step up and do that. So we do thank him. That's what Marlon said.
Is that what Marlon said? You do Marlon Jackson pretty well, I think. I would have to go back and listen to Andy's show to see if you nailed it or not. But we're going to say you nailed it.
I'm not too sure. Anyway, Marlon told Andy about Timberlake's long-coming mea culpa for the halftime show in which he exposed Janet's breast on live TV, which resulted in her getting uninvited from that year's Grammys, as well as a bunch of other backlash, such as her videos and songs being pulled from CBS radio stations.
You know what? I forgot about
because
that.
Of it. I did go back and watch it, and he obviously yanks it.
See, I think it was Velcroed. I think he might have tore too much. They were supposed to show her boob, and that's all there is to it.
And why is her boobie bejeweled?
That was my first thing. It was like, how many women go around with wearing a big sunburst on their boob? I don't think so. Not even Halle Berry.
But see, they don't even talk about her, Janet being involved in all this.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit of a quinky dink. Or maybe she got wind of it and thought, well, I'll just bedazzle my boob.
Yeah, I think that's what she did. Marlon, Tito, and Jackie being in the news is like amazing. I mean, when was the last time you heard from them?
We're trying to stay relevant.
Oh my God.
Nobody talks about us anymore.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.